The Federal Communications Commission has approved a plan to solve a growing problem for public safety radio systems, interference from cell phones. The FCC has voted to allow one of America's largest cell phone networks to buy a different group of frequencies worth nearly $5 billion. In exchange, Nextel Communications will give up some of the frequencies it currently uses, and it will pay to make sure that police, fire, and ambulance radios work on those frequencies. John Muleta is chief of the Wireless Telecommunications Bureau of the FCC. Good morning.
Good morning.
This plan, I gather, was 2.5 years in the making. To what extent is the FCC responding to the communications problems on September 11th, 2001?
I think it is part of the mix. That time period has heightened our awareness of issues of interoperability of public safety communications and the possibility that if interference continues, that if another situation like 9/11 happens and there is this interference, you know, that's the last thing we want to happen is for there to be this problem while we are dealing with emergencies. So it has really made us very aware of this situation.
Now, Nextel is not the only company whose cell phones interfere with police and firefighters. Why did the FCC endorse this particular plan and with this particular cell phone network?
In 2001, Nextel on its own proposed a particular solution. It followed that up by a consensus plan that it worked with the public safety and other private wireless communities to propose a different solution to the FCC. The FCC has looked at that information but has derived its own plan that it think it more completely addresses the issue. Interference in the for public safety is caused effectively because it's incompatible with the cellular technology. Cellular technology has grown significantly over the past few years. We have now 160 million people that are using that system. Public safety systems are designed for emergency communications, and they have to be extremely reliable in order to protect life, property, and the lives of the actual public safety officials that are using those systems. So what we're trying to do with this plan is to figure out a way for the long term and also for the short term how to avoid interference for the public safety systems.
Nextel's competitors have criticized this plan, and they could challenge it in court. Why didn't the FCC allow other communications companies to bid for this very valuable cellular spectrum the way it's been done in the past?
The commission has authority to resolve public safety interference issues, and it also has, at the same time, authority to auction spectrum under certain conditions. I think the commission here has struggled for 2.5 years to find the appropriate balance between resolving the important issue of public safety interference with that of its authority under auctions. I think the commission has made the right choice within its authority.
John Muleta is chief of the Wireless Telecommunications Bureau at the FCC. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.